Hi, and welcome to my podcast. I would tell you my name, but that information is confidential. Anyway, in today's podcast, we will be talking about the Renaissance. There will be three topics to go over: the end of feudalism, the start of the Renaissance, and the Protestant Reformation. To start off, we are going to talk about the end of feudalism with our first guest.
There were many causes for the breakdown of the feudal system. In England, several political changes in the 12th and 13th centuries helped to wake feudalism. A famous document known as the Magna Carta or Great Charter dates from this time. Magna Carta was a written legal agreement that limited the rights of nobles. As feudalism declined, Magna Carta took on a much broader meaning and contributed to ideas about individual rights and liberties in England.
Oh, okay, thank you. Now we will be talking with Imogen, with the start of the Renaissance. Okay, so I'm wanting to know where this began, why, and the rise of secularism.
The Renaissance was a cultural movement that intentionally began in Florence, Italy, but later spread throughout Europe. It started around 1350 and ended around 1600. One key reason for the Renaissance was the emergence of secularist curiosity. During the long feudal period in Western Europe, education was done through the church. The rise of secularism was a reaction of medieval tendencies. Secularism exhibited itself in the development of humanism, when people began to show more interest in human culture, achievement, and the possibility of the fulfillment in this world.
For the same topic, we will be talking with Kayla Ann. What can you tell me about the artwork and how it changed? Changes in science and influential scientists and inventions also how they changed the world.
Before the Renaissance, paintings in Italy were very religious and appeared flat, so they had no shadows. The sizes of the figures were based on importance. The bigger they were, the more important they are. During the Renaissance, art became more lifelike and more realistic. Some influential artists are Leonardo da Vinci, a sculptor and painter who was born 1452 and died 1519. Michelangelo was also a famous painter and sculptor who was born 1475 and died 1519. Michelangelo was also a famous painter and sculptor, was born 1475 and died 1564. Science changed as well with the start of a Polish scientist named Nicholas Copernicus. Copernicus concluded that the Earth orbited the Sun. The church didn't like him sharing that information, so his work got banned. Another great scientist was Galileo Galilei. He ended up agreeing with Copernicus, but the same thing happened. They didn't want the information getting out. Galileo's studies of motion also paved the way for modern physics. Okay. Finally, the main invention was the printing press. It was first introduced in Europe around the 1300s by China. But around 1450, a man named Johann Gutenberg created a printing press with movable type, and it was made out of metal. The new printing press increased the speed of printing and allowed for a mass production of printed books for the first time in history. Because of this, a spread of new ideas occurred, and people began having the ability to learn how to read and write.
Oh, sorry. Thank you. Next, we will be talking with Kenna about the Protestant Reformation. Please tell us how the Reformation started, its leaders, and the Catholic Counter-Reformation. Me.
That was so loud. The Reformation started by the Catholic Church getting criticized for being corrupt, like normal. Wow.
What?
Martin Luther, a monk, put 95 statements on the doors of the church in Germany. And John Calvin, like Calvin Klein, established a new Protestant church in Geneva. The Catholic...
Geneva.
It's Geneva now. The Catholic Counter-Reformation was caused when the Catholic Church reacted to the Reformation and made its own reforms and curbed abuses. Wow. Abuse. I don't stand for that.
Not
The Catholic Counter-Reformation ended the sale of indulgences and established the Inquisition, a court whose purpose was to punish people who denied church teaching.
Okay, so Kayla, I have a question about...
Hey, can I hear me?
These... I don't know.
We're down a discussion now. So now we're doing a discussion about all the different topics.
Okay, did some of these people know each other?
No.
Well, it's my topic. Thanks, Kenna. I'm not sure if Galileo Galilei really noticed that he agreed with Copernicus. So I guess he had to, like, know of Copernicus in order to agree with him.
Got it.
So, and I'm not sure if Michelangelo or Da Vinci knew each other.
What?
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, so do you think if they knew each other, they would agree with most stuff that they did or no?
Ow.
probably. I'm not, well, because Galileo Galilei used, like, the first telescope and kind of found the same, like, information that Copernicus did, so I would say yes.
Oh.
Okay, Kenna, I have a question. For the Counter-Reformation, was there anything else that they did other than ending the sale of indulgences and curbing abuses?
They banned Protestant teachings.
Okay, thank you. Okay, also, who were the Protestants?
People who supported Luther's ideas of the Reform, because... they're great.
All right.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to ask you how block printing worked. How did it work?
Okay. So block printing was invented by China and introduced in Europe by the 1300s. The printer would cut out every word on the face of a wooden block, dip it in ink, and then press it on a paper like a stamp. And it would take very long to recreate texts and all of that stuff.
Thank you.
So what was the new printing press like?
You beautiful person.
The new printing press was developed by Johann Gutenberg, and there were individual letters made of metal. They were held together in a frame and could be reused and rearranged to make new words. This printing press greatly increased the speed of printing. And like I said in my... all my information, it helped people learn how to read and write.
That is very fascinating.
So people being literate, finally. Mm-hmm. A. All right, so I have another question for Kenna. What was some of the political impacts of the Reformation?
Well, you see here. So England wanted to remain Catholic, you know? See, yeah. But the Pope refused to recognize because he's gay. I don't know.
Okay.
He refused to recognize the divorce of King Henry the whatever. I don't even know how to say that because I don't know Roman numerals, you know? Anyway, so they just turned into Protestantism, you know, because it's fun.
Yeah, thanks. Okay, so Imogen, I was wondering what exactly was the Renaissance and what does the word Renaissance mean?
The Renaissance was a period of great intellectual and artistic creativity. The word Renaissance means rebirth.
Awesome. Thank you.
Okay, Kenna, what's your favorite thing about the Protestant Reformation?
Ooh, my favorite thing. Let's see here. Okay, my favorite thing was Martin Luther. He was lit. You know, he was like, I'm not gonna go with these, like, church things, you know? And he, like, broke the rules by putting 95 theses or statements on the doors in Germany of the church.
Why do you do that?
because he only believed in one God, and not the Pope or the Church.
Got it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, he also liked each individual. He also believed that each individual must read and understand the Bible, and not just what the Church says. So, you know.
So he wanted them to know, like, everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, thanks.
Well, thank you all for that amazing information. Before we go, is there anything y'all would like to add?
All right, that episode one thing
I don't think so.
The Pope was great. Just kidding, no, he wasn't.
Art is cool, and it evolved during the Renaissance, and it was reborn.
Imogen?
I like chicken.
Okay.
That's
you know, what's your favorite type of chicken?
We're gonna go to a chicken shop after this, apparently. Okay.
We're gonna go eat all the chicken.
I wonder if they ate chicken back then.
They probably didn't, because if you don't cook chicken, then you get sick.
I think we're getting off topic.
Yeah, we're getting off topic. Back on topic, Kenna. What? Imogen.
What? Chicken's great.
Well, thank you for listening.
Excuse the background noises.
No. And listen to them. Listen to them.
Close your eyes. Imagine them. No, I'm sorry.
Have a nice day.